Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I know affects a lot of condo owners in Sarasota. Special assessments. David, thanks for being here. So I gotta ask, how often do you run into sellers who feel like they're trapped by a special assessment on their condo?
Oh man, all the time. It's one of those things that really catches people off guard. They buy a condo thinking everything's fine, and then boom, the HOA announces a special assessment for a major repair or renovation project. Suddenly, sellers feel stuck because they think it's going to tank their sale or make their property unsellable. But here's the thing, it's not as hopeless as people think.
Okay, so when you say people feel trapped, what exactly are they worried about? Like, are they afraid nobody will buy the unit? Or is it more about the financial hit?
It's usually both, honestly. They're worried that buyers will see the assessment and just walk away. And then there's the actual cost of the assessment itself, which can be substantial. But what I tell sellers is that transparency and strategy can actually work in their favor. First, you've got to understand what the assessment is for and what the timeline looks like. Is it a one-time thing? Is it going to be spread out over several years? That matters a lot to buyers.
Right. So it sounds like the key is being upfront about it from the start. But I'm curious, what are some actual strategies that sellers can use? Like, are there ways to offset the impact on the sale?
Absolutely. One approach is to price the property competitively from day one, factoring in the assessment. Yeah, it might mean accepting a lower price, but you move the property faster and avoid the stress of it sitting on the market. Another strategy is to actually pay down the assessment before you sell. If you can knock out a chunk of it, or even all of it, that removes a major objection for buyers. It's an investment in your sale, but it often pays off.
That's smart. So you're essentially saying, don't hide from it, embrace it, and adjust your strategy. I imagine that's a lot easier to do when you understand the market you're selling in. Are there certain Sarasota condo communities where special assessments are more common? Or is it pretty universal?
It varies. Older buildings obviously have more maintenance issues, so you see assessments more frequently there. But newer luxury properties aren't immune either. I've worked with sellers in communities like the Boulevard and the View in Sarasota, as well as premium beachfront properties like Sage, Aria, and Water Club on Longboat Key. Even in those high-end buildings, special assessments happen when major systems need upgrading or when there's structural work required. The difference is that in luxury properties, buyers often have more flexibility and understand that assessments are part of condo ownership.
Oh, wow. So even in those premium markets, it's not a deal breaker? That's actually really encouraging for sellers who might be panicking.
Exactly. Educated buyers, and especially buyers in the luxury market, know that special assessments are a reality. What they care about is knowing what they're getting into. So as a seller, your job is to provide clear information about the assessment, get professional documentation, and work with a real estate agent who knows how to position the property despite the assessment. Transparency builds trust, and trust closes deals.
I love that. So it's not about hiding the problem. It's about owning it and showing buyers that you're being straight with them. That actually makes a ton of sense. Are there any other red flags or things that sellers should be aware of when they're dealing with an assessment?
Yeah, definitely. Make sure you understand the full scope of the assessment. Get documentation from the HOA about what's being paid for, the timeline, and whether there are any additional assessments planned down the road. Sometimes there's a phased approach, and if buyers don't know that, they might get hit with surprise costs later. Also, know your state laws. Florida has specific rules about how assessments work and what sellers need to disclose. Getting a real estate attorney involved can be really helpful.
That's solid advice. So before you even list, you should have all your ducks in a row. Documentation, legal clarity, the whole nine yards. David, this has been super helpful. For sellers out there who are dealing with this right now, what's the one thing you want them to take away from this conversation?
Don't panic. A special assessment feels like a death sentence, but it's not. Work with someone who understands the market, be transparent with potential buyers, and have a solid strategy. Whether that's adjusting your price, paying down the assessment, or just being really clear about what the assessment covers, there are options. You're not trapped. You just need to be strategic.
I love that perspective. David, thanks so much for breaking this down for us. If folks want to learn more about selling in Sarasota's condo market or have questions about their specific situation, where can they find you?
They can reach out to me directly through my website or give me a call. I'm always happy to talk through what's happening with their property and give them honest advice about their options. No pressure, just real estate talk.
Perfect. Well, that's all for this episode of my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. Thanks for listening, and thanks again to David for being here.